Blog Talk Radio.
This is Ephesians 4 Training Center Radio. Ephesians 4 Training Center Radio. I am your host, Apostle J.E. Bowser, and I'm also joined by my lovely wife, Prophetess Brunetta Bowser. Good morning, Prophetess. How are you?
Good morning. Blessed.
Amen. Amen. And we are so excited to be with you today. Happy New Year's to all of us who have been supporting Ephesians 4 Training Center throughout the years, and we are so excited about this new year. We expect some great things, some fantastic things to transpire this year, and we would like to be more dynamic in our teaching and our applications towards your and my spiritual development. Amen. We would like to kick this year off with one of the most controversial things that has already transpired in this new year in Christendom. And in case you are not aware, there is a fantastic gospel singer named Kim Burrell who has a church in Houston, Texas, where we are residing at the present time. And when she had her weekend New Year's weekend services, she talked about homosexuality, and somebody decided to record it on their cell phones and put it on the internet, and it went viral. And when it went viral, it caused a tremendous stirring. What you heard at the opening of our show was what she was saying about homosexuality, at least with, as far as Bishop Eddie Long was concerned, and she mentioned his name. We will play another clip where she's talking to the church about the homosexual spirit. This has caused quite a stir, and Prophetess, it just keeps going. It just keeps snowballing and snowballing and snowballing.
Amen. Yes, it does, Apostle. It's really been taken out of context. The clip that you played earlier, Pastor Kim Burrell was addressing her congregation, but it has really turned, and people are saying that she's attacking homosexuality. She's attacking the gays. Other people are taking it personal. But she was given a message to her church.
Amen. I would like to start off by saying this. In this year, and we're talking about Kim Burrell speaking to the mountain of homosexuality. That's what the topic is, and there's no way in a half an hour, we're going to cover all that needs to be covered concerning this. This is huge. This is big. So we will probably have to come back on and give more segments on it to say something to each and every believer and everybody that's listening to our broadcast today. Excuse me. From this point forward, be acutely aware of the events which are happening around you, for they are both strategic for prayer and warfare. The events which happen around you are strategic for both prayer and warfare. And I think very much that you and I should mark December 30th, 2016 as a highlight, as a keynote date, as equally impactful as the day prayer was removed from public schools. And the reason why I'm saying that is because what is happening with Kim Burrell is setting a tone not only for this year, but the impact of what happened on December 30th is going to be as prominent as the day when prayer was taken out of school some 50 years ago. That happened 50 years ago, and we are seeing the results of that in each successive generation. What is going on here is equally impactful. She was speaking, as Prophetess says, she was speaking to a congregation, and somebody took it upon themselves to record it, to document it, and put it on the internet. This is speaking to her congregation. Now, I've had the opportunity to be at that church at one point in time, just visit very briefly. And Prophetess, we also know other people who have visited that church. And can you kind of lightly articulate what the response was at that time?
Well, Apostle, the, with the report that you and I both got from other people who had visited churches, that homosexuality spirit was very strong in that church. You know, from the pulpit to the back door, that spirit was a very dominant spirit in that church. And with that being said, you know, Kim Burrell is being attacked, okay, because her name is Kim Burrell. So it's on a big level. The attack is on a big level. It's making the media. We've even seen it, you know, on the news. But here's the thing. What everyone is just really just not looking at, that is God. Kim Burrell is God's shepherd. He placed Kim Burrell as the shepherd of that house. And what everyone is not looking at is that it is time for God's house to be cleaned. So God had his shepherd, Kim Burrell, to say, okay, it's time to clean up my house. I want my house clean. And everyone is not looking at the fact that she's God's shepherd. And so the Spirit of the Lord, you know, told her, everyone is not looking at, and I'm talking about the body of Christ, because Kim Burrell is really being attacked by the church. And no one is saying, okay, maybe, you know, Kim Burrell heard from God, and God told Kim Burrell, I want my house clean. I need my house clean. Get my house clean. We're not, you know, don't go into 2017 not addressing with the dominated spirit, the spirit that's in my house, because I need it clean. I want it purified. No one is taking that into consideration. Amen. And again, Apostles, you know, that's the report we got. That was a very dominant spirit in that church. Amen.
When I visited the church at its original location, it since has relocated to a bigger facility. That is what I remember seeing. However, let me. You brought out a couple of points, and I'd like to address those as we progress. Number one, at the time that I went, and at the time that the people that we are familiar with had also visited, they had actually brought other people with them. Kim Burrell was heavily committed in her gospel, doing her gospel shows around the nation. So frequently, she was not at her church, which is called Love and Liberty Fellowship Church. Frequently, she was not present. Somebody else was filling in, or her under-shepherds or assistant pastors or whatever the case may be were doing some of the labor there when she was absent. So she was not always there at the time. I bring that point out because if you're and it may not be a very good thing to say, but it's the truth nonetheless. If you're a shepherd of a church and you're absent as much as you're present, you don't always have your finger on the pulse of that place. If you have over 100 or 200 people in your congregation, and at the time that's what I remember her having, at least 100, 150 people at that time, you do not know the spiritual climate of each of the entire environment or the individuals. You can't pastor that many individuals. You have to do it in a collective. That being said, if you're not there frequently enough, you may not actually know exactly what's going on. I venture to say that at this point in time in her career, even as she began to see herself elevate to higher platforms, she has cut down on the number of live performances and being away from Love and Liberty Fellowship, and has been there more frequently doing what she's doing as a pastor and began to understand more completely what she's dealing with. The clip that we played, she was addressing her congregation, as Prophetess says, because that spirit was prominent and had to be dealt with. I am reminded, Prophetess, that in Ezekiel 9, the Lord God was speaking to his prophet, and he had sent angels out in Jerusalem to totally clean up the house, to utterly slay men, women, old and young, and even children. But there was a mark placed on the righteous, and anybody that didn't on their forehead, and anybody that did not have that mark on their forehead was utterly slain. Okay? But God said, begin first in my sanctuary. I am also reminded that the Lord Jesus himself came to the temple and chased the money changers and everybody away that had nothing to do with honoring the house of God with prayer or with, you know, the things of worship toward God. It was all about business and it was just an abomination to God. He cleaned out that. He did that twice. I honestly believe that this is what Kim Burrell was doing. She had to clean the house. Now, why this was put on the internet, that needs to be discussed. But on the other side of this, why anybody would attack her for cleaning her own house, Prophetess, that's something that I don't really understand, but there's a reason for everything. For all that Kim was about to win as far as accolades and being able to be on the Ellen Show and various awards and stuff like that, it seems that a lot of things have been unplugged, which was set to be plugged in.
Amen, Apostle. You know, we have to make a stand for righteousness. We have to stand for God no matter the opposition. And I pray, you know, a lot of people wanted Kim to come on. They wanted her expected an apology. There was a live video that she did. Unfortunately, it has been removed now from Facebook, that she said she was not apologizing. She was not apologizing for saying what the Lord told her to say, for doing what the Lord told her to do. And she should not have to apologize for standing up for holiness, for standing up for righteousness. Apostle, unfortunately, in the spirit realm, I feel we're going to see this a lot more happening. Because, you know, I believe that prophetically speaking, that the Lord, even dreams and vision that the Lord has been showing me, God wants order in his house. The Lord wants order in his house. He wants things, you know, in order. So we're going to have to make a stand as believers. And I think, Apostle, it's a sad day when we as believers are attacking a shepherd, someone who's a part of the body of Christ, that she's being attacked for saying what the Bible says. You know, homosexuality, it's perversion. Pornography, it's perversion. You know, it's okay, I guess, if Kim would have done a sermon about men cheating on their wives or wives cheating on their husbands, that would have been considered not to be a message of hate. And this whole thing has flipped, and now they're trying to say that she is homophobic and that she's preaching hate and God is love. She did not preach a message of hate. She did not say that God was not a God of love. She is not, by saying the truth, what the Bible says about homosexuality or whether it's fornication. Those are not messages of hate. She's preaching what the Word of God says. And again, Apostle, I just know in the spirit realm, had it been a message talking about men, even in the body of Christ, if she'd have called out men in the body of Christ who may be unfaithful to their wives, or wives being unfaithful to their husbands, she would not be getting the backlash that she's receiving now. But because of this world now, so many things are going on, the world has said it's okay. It's okay for a man to marry a man. It's okay for a woman to marry a woman. And then they want to fit this in that if you speak against homosexuality, you're preaching a message of hate. They want to say that you are prejudiced. And they try to tie it in with racism. They put it equal as to racism. Apostle, and you know that is great. You know, that's a trick of the enemy, because this fear is perverted. It is not of God. Just like, like I said, you know, she'll preach a message of men and women that are going outside their marriages. That's not of God either. But they're taking this one thing, because now, you know, you're being prejudiced to homosexuals. You know, it's okay if I marry a man and I'm a man. If I marry a woman, I'm a woman. We can adopt children now. And if you don't accept it, you are being prejudiced. And Apostle, that's not biblical, and that is not of God. Amen.
Amen. And we're going to take the biblical route in 1 second. I would like to play the clip that caused the controversy. You heard a piece of it when she was addressing Eddie Long, but here is what she actually said and what went viral. Listen to this very carefully and see if she is attacking anybody in particular or cleaning up the house, because God's house is supposed to be holy. And let me say this one thing before I play the clip. This is not a message for the world. When God speaks, he is speaking to those who respond to him, his people. The world does not listen to God. That's why, and if you look from Genesis all the way to Revelation, it is about God extracting people out to be his people. And the people fail. He reaches back in, he pulls them back out. They go back in, he pulls them back out. That is the perpetual, consistent history right up to this very day. If we fail as believers and we repent, we get pulled back out. But that's not the way the world operates. And like Prophetess was just saying, when society impacts the church rather than the church impacting society, this is what we get. And so everybody that's responding in a negative and form and attacking Kim Burrell for preaching what thus saith the Lord and cleaning up the house of God is nothing more than the spirit that lies within those individuals or groups that are of that persuasion that are reacting to what God is saying. Clean and simple. Listen to what Kim Burrell actually said.
Come on.
That's sin nature. I knew that world was the other one, but that perverted homosexual.
Now, if you had heard what she was saying, she was addressing her congregation. She was saying what thus saith the Lord. The Bible says that if a man lies with mankind as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. That's not Old Testament. That's New Testament scripture. That's the apostles writing what a holy congregation, a holy people unto God, how they're supposed to act, what they're supposed to do. I know this leaves the door open for a lot of different conversation. We probably will in the future, next week, and as time goes on, discuss the various aspects of it. But the platform, the foundation of this whole thing is not that she was homophobic. It's not that she was attacking the lesbian and gay transsexual community. It's not that she was attacking them. She was saying, in this house, and she mentioned that twice in the clip that I just played, the attack is coming from all of those who have that kind of spirit, who have accepted the way the society and the world has put this out there and made everybody feel close to it. What I'm trying to say is I remember some years ago, and I explained this to Prophetess one day and had her remember it, there was a billboard going towards downtown here in Houston that said that everybody has someone in their family they love that is gay. And I couldn't help but think of how powerful and impactful that statement is, because it makes you think about how you love that particular individual, no matter what persuasion they try to make themselves to be or have themselves to be. You love them because they're a family member. You love them because they're in your family structure. And so you embrace it. It is a message of inclusion, and there's that word, inclusion, and the phrase God's love. You will hear that come from this community all the time, especially when it's attacking Kim Burrell. Let me say this too before I let Prophetess say another thing. Earlier, I said that this was a keynote date, December 30th, 2016. What I meant by that is that this year is starting out with this type of spiritual controversy, confrontation. We are entering into a confronting year. Everything that you think you know about your faith, about your authority, about your position in Christ and Christ's position in you is about to be confronted. If it starts out the year with this, at that level, it trickles down to you at every level. And it's going to be a battle. We are entering into a year, a season of warfare. This is the beginning. And either we are going to see the victory or we're going to submit to the enemy and watch the great falling away transpire. Prophetess?
Amen, Apostle. I would like to share this prophetically speaking. Apostle, in 2015, God started showing me dreams. And in the dreams, all the dreams were about churches, about leadership. And in every dream that the Lord showed me in 2015, this went on for like, about, I think, Apostle, about what, 3 or 4 months. And every night, I was having 1 to 2 dreams in 2015. I think it started like in June of 2015. And I was having dreams about all these things that were going on inside of God's house. And in every dream, the leadership was aware of what was going on in the household of God, but they sat there and they did nothing about what was going on. I mean, from people just playing around in church, all kind of stuff was going on behind the pulpit, and the pastors were aware in every dream that I had, and they did absolutely nothing. And I guess you're saying, okay, prophetess, what does they have to do with now? As Apostle said, we are living in a time right now that we are going to have to sound the alarm. Apostle, you know, several years ago, God gave me about releasing the apostolic prophetic sound in the earth realm. And what I'm saying is that it is time for us to sound the alarm in the earth realm. It is time for God's house, and I'm going to keep saying this, to get in order. I mean, this is Kim Burrell this time. And she, I thank God for Kim Burrell, because she is not going to compromise anymore. She had prior to the date that she released this message, she is making a stand and saying, I'm not going to compromise with thus says the Lord to keep members. I'm not going to compromise with thus says the Lord to keep 200, 300, 400 members or to stand on man's platform. I'm going to sound the alarm, and I'm going to release what the Lord says so we can clean up his house. So I say to you today that are listening, are you compromising? Have you been compromising? Because you, quote, unquote, don't want to hurt someone's feelings. And this is not about feelings, and people are twisting this whole thing of household and saying that, you know, someone says she's not showing empathy and all of this. This is not about your personal feelings. This is about holiness and righteousness. So I say to you today, will you stand? Will you make a stand? Will you make a stand? And it's a shame, Apostle, that people are afraid to address certain issues. You and I, and I'm not going to say the name of the ministry, was part of a church for several years here in Houston. And one day, and it was a wonderful church, Apostle Room to praise and worship. It was, I mean, we loved it there. And one day, Apostle and I sat down and we said, you know what? We've been here 4 or 5 years and they have never addressed homosexuality, and yet that spirit was in that church, and this church had like 4,000 or 5,000 people. And we said, you know what? They sure haven't. They don't address that here. They don't address other sin issues here. What does it say about a household of God who compromises God's word to keep members?
Amen.
Apostle, what does that say about the household of God? Because you're scared of losing members, or you have people who are doctors or lawyers in your congregation who are living certain lifestyles, and not just homosexuality. Right now, that's what we're dealing with Kim Burrell, but you're in a church that addresses, they don't address sin at all. Apostle,
Amen, woman of God. We have about 30 seconds left. I didn't mean to cut you off, but we will pick this up on the next segment, and we will also talk about the backlash to Kim Burrell speaking out. So we have two issues: what happens when the church doesn't address, and the backlash. We hope you enjoyed this show and it has stimulated you spiritually. Well, we ask you to come back next time for Ephesians 4 Training Center. God bless you.
This